Dave, who are these people going to be?
We don't know yet, and they are going to be definitely on the hot seat, no matter way you, whatever way you look at it. Congress may be going on recess right now. They may be going to their nice vacations, but you better believe that those 12 people, those 12 angry men, those 12 lucky men, whatever you want to call them, and women are going to be in a position where they are going to be lobbied almost to death over the next couple of months.
So who wants to have their ear? I mean, is it just everybody? Everybody who would generally want to talk to lots of members of Congress? Because these are the people who are going to write these recommendations that sort of like a base realignment, then Congress votes up or down on it. And if Congress rejects it, if they can't come up with an agreement, then there's broader cuts.
We're talking about more than $1 trillion here that is in play. And you better believe that the health industry, you better believe that the defense industry are going to be marshaling their lobbying resources to go and get at these guys as quickly as they possibly can to make their cases that cuts should not be made in their particular area. Now, you got to remember that oftentimes lobbying is considered to be an offensive weapon. Well, here it's going to be a major defensive weapon. And it really does cut both ways, and you're going to see that a lot over the next few months, too.
Compare it to what normally goes on. I mean, is this just, you know, is this like the Incredible Hulk? You don't want to see these lobbyists when they're angry?
Well, there are these certain flashpoints that take place in Washington. You saw this with health care reform. You saw this with financial reform. You saw this with energy policy to some degree in 2009 as well. But when you have a big, major issue like this, when you have a focal point, then oftentimes you're going to have all the attention go to that focal point. And lobbyists from, of course, health and defense, but everywhere else, too, that really stands to be harmed and hurt by this, are going to come out of the woodwork and make sure that their voice is heard to the best of their ability.
Dave Leventhal is at Politico.com. Always appreciate it.